With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. A judge blocking the Trump administration from deporting Guatemalan children who had crossed the border without their families. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a dramatic scene, the federal judge issued her order as a group of migrant Guatemalan children ages 10 to 17 had already been boarded onto planes. She issued a temporary restraining order halting removal of the children for 14 days. Government lawyers maintain that the children were not being deported but were being reunited with their parents or guardians. The children's lawyers dispute that portrayal, at least in some cases. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Plans to beef up federal intervention in Chicago.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has confirmed that the Trump administration will soon expand immigration operations in Chicago, the nation's third largest city, as President Donald Trump continues to lash out at the state's Democratic leadership. Trump lashed out against the state's governor, warning him that he must straighten out Chicago's crime problems quickly or, quote, we're coming. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Copenhagen over the weekend, Danish leaders say European and American representatives must keep the pressure on Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Foreign Minister Lars Rasmussen says Putin must not be allowed to succeed.
I think everybody agree that it's very clear that Putin is trying to buy time and divert attention from the massive and brutal attacks on Ukraine. He must not succeed. And the only language he understands is that of hard pressure.
The government in eastern Afghanistan says a 6.0 earthquake has destroyed a number of villages. At least 620 people have been killed. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham, very busy man. He'll be packing his bag soon.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a gospel festival in Belgium next month. Graham will preach the good news at the ING Arena in Brussels on September 27th. He will be joined by a number of Christian recording artists, and the event is free for anybody who wants to attend. This will not be Graham's final foray outside the U.S. this year. He is also scheduled to hold another gospel festival in Buenos Aires, Argentina, on the weekend of November 7th and 8th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities in Indonesia closing a small church and have expelled the evangelist who is ministering there. Church served 100 Christians. There's not another church for miles and miles around. Indonesia is a mostly Muslim nation, but violence against the Christian minority has been very rare there. This is SRN News. Of the Trump administration issuing a warning to states about gender ideology content in their sex ed materials. Andrew Gradison is the administrator for children and families at HHS.
We put 40 states on notice after reviewing their materials and said, if you don't correct these materials, if you don't fix this curriculum and take out the ideological bent that's poisoning the next generation's minds, then you're going to lose your federal funding.
And he adds the Trump administration is threatening to strip millions of dollars in federal grant funding from dozens of states with the sex ed programs.
We reviewed all the curriculum that's being used by the states, and what we found is that these materials aren't either medically accurate or age appropriate. They're ideological. They teach children as young as kindergarten in some states that boys can be girls and girls can be boys.
More details at srnnews.com.